Bart McGuinness's retirement from frontline politics marks the end of a remarkable journey from guns to government. Let's look back on that transition from paramilitary to peacemaker.
I was a member of the IRA, but I've also been part of the peace process.
There are certain circumstances in which the use of the gun is quite justified.
Now, as the officer commanding the Derry part of the IRA provisional operation, can you say whether the bombing is likely to stop in the near future in response to any public demand?
We will always take into consideration the feelings of the people of Derry, and these feelings will be passed on to our GHQ in Dublin, you know. Who ever said that I was a member of the IRA? Are you saying that I'm a member of the IRA?
Definitive history of the IRA names you as the OC of the Derry Brigade.
Well, I have never said that I was in the IRA.
At the end of the day, it will be the cutting edge of the IRA which will bring freedom.
British intelligence and the RUC are attempting to create a climate whereby I would be assassinated.
McGuinness, Martin, 25,000.
The new British government has a real and determined attempt to rebuild a new peace process in this country.
Sorry, you personally. Sorry can be a hard word for people to say.
But how sorry are you, Martin?
It can also be easy for people to say. And it can also be very insincere when it is said.
Which is the purpose of my question.
I would prefer,
how sorry are you?
But I think I would prefer to be judged on the contributions that I have made to resolving this conflict over the course of over 20 years.
My political project until the day I retire from politics or die is to build a better future for all of our people. That's what my project is. It's a political project. It's not a military one.
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Good Friday talk, yeah, in the St Andrews
but
talk.
But let the people...
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Hillsborough talk, getting the IRA to call a ceasefire with their arms beyond use, getting support for the police. I think that's how people are judged.
Hello again.
Very nice.
How are you keeping?
Fine, thank you very much.
We've been described as the chuckle brawlers back home by people who thought that would have demeaned us in the beginning. It turned against them in the end, and we're hoping we can chuckle our way through 2008.
Not an inch of no surrender.
Assist the police services, north and south, to defeat these people. They are traitors to the island of Ireland.
I have dedicated my life to changing all of that to such a point where my life has been threatened. Am I prepared to die for the peace process? I'll die tomorrow morning for the peace process without any fear whatsoever.
My war is over. My job as a political leader is to prevent war.
Arlene, I've been a colleague of for the last 8 years in the government. She and I know what we have to do. We've had a number of conversations. We want to put the negativity of the last couple of years into the dustbin, and we want to move forward with a very positive agenda.
There will be no return to the status quo except on terms that are acceptable to Sinn Féin. The situation that we've been dealing with in the course of recent years is unacceptable. I have now called a halt to DUP arrogance, and if the DUP think in the aftermath of an election that they're going to step back into ministerial positions, short of resolving the critical issues, some of which I have identified during the course of this conversation, then they're living in a fool's paradise. It's a very serious illness. It has taken its toll on me. So I have taken a decision, and it has been well thought out. The question I ask myself is, are you capable? Are you physically capable of fighting this election with the intensity that elections need to be fought? And the honest answer is that I'm not.
The only fair thing to do, which I have done today, was to make it clear that I won't, unfortunately, even though it breaks my heart.
So that reflecting just some of the journey Martin McGuinness's journey in Northern Ireland. How would you interpret it? What's your view on it? 03030 80 55 55. We'll remind you what Ian Paisley's view is on Martin McGuinness through the remarkable television that the BBC One programme The View with Mark Crothers gave us last night.
Well, first of all, I'm going to wish Martin McGuinness well in his retirement, and I hope that he has time to get over his health issues and to enjoy a time of retirement with his wife and family. And anyone who's involved in politics knows the importance of that and the ability to be able to enjoy that. The second thing I'm going to say is I'm going to say thank you. And I think it is important that we actually do reflect on the fact that we would not be where we are in Northern Ireland in terms of having stability, peace and the opportunity to rebuild our country if it hadn't been for the work that he did put in, especially with my father, at the beginning of this long journey. And I'm going to acknowledge the fact that perhaps, as Conor has reflected on, perhaps if we got back to some of that foundation work of building a proper relationship and recognising what partnership actually means, then we can get out of the mess that we're currently in.
So you have no difficulty as a unionist sitting here tonight saying that you warmly applaud his contribution, particularly in recent years. Do you think then that there are other unionists who frankly don't really appreciate that, don't really understand it, don't get
it? I do not believe it is necessary for Ian Paisley or for any unionist to sit on a show like this and to qualify every comment with the fact, A, I'm a Protestant, so I think something different to the Catholic beside me. B, I'm a unionist and a loyalist, and I think something different to the nationalist or Republican beside me. Can we please get over that? Everyone out there has got over it. We as political leaders have to demonstrate by our actions, by our words and by our talk that we're over that. And I think the sooner we do that than me saying thank you to someone who I'm diametrically opposed to, and I shouldn't even have to say that I'm diametrically opposed to, it's obvious, that I can say thank you to them honestly and humbly and recognise that the remarkable journey that Martin McGuinness went on has not only saved lives, but has made the lives of countless people in Northern Ireland better because of the partnership government that we worked in and have put together. That's incredibly important, and I think it's important that I say it.
Wow. 03030 80 55 55. Daryl and Derry. Morning, Daryl.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
What do you make of that, Daryl?
I thought it was very good TV. You know, first by Ian Paisley for saying what he did. Me, myself, I was on the other hand, or was in the end, one of the DUP ministers, Gregory Campbell, a few years ago, was convicted of Facebook crime for writing comments about after the comments he made about the salary.
Hold on, Daryl. We don't want to get into a specific of that. Let's just focus on what Ian Paisley said.
Fair play to Ian Paisley. You know, if there was more people on that party, like come, you know, they say sorry or whatever, we can move forward. And you were asking Conor Murphy this morning to say sorry for. Because Ian Paisley said sorry last night.
Ian Paisley didn't say sorry, he said thank you last night.
Well, thank you, but there's more than one way to say sorry. Like, Martin McGuinness met the Queen, shook her hand, you know what I mean? The biggest thing for him was his own community. I love him, Derry. I know the McGuinness family well. I just think the biggest thing for him was people in his own community. You know, there's more than one way to, if we were all going to a destination, is there a certain way we have to get that destination? Do you know what I'm trying to say, Stephen?
Okay. Dal, thank you for your call today. Carmel next. Morning, Carmel.
Hello, good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Carmel. Thanks for calling.
What I'd like to say is, listen to the show last night, that listen to Ian Paisley Jr. What he said was like came from the heart, and I believe it was heartfelt. And his egos were put aside, and, you know, and there was a lot of passion for what he said. And, you know, what Mr. McGuinness is going through, you know, and what he did for this country is amazing and was amazing. And he said he'll still do it.
Was the IRA's work amazing, Carmel?
Pardon me?
Was the IRA's work amazing?
I think at the time when things were
happening.
That's
what some victims will be, some victims of the IRA will be challenging this morning. They'll be saying, let's not forget what Martin McGuinness stood for when he stood by what the IRA did and still stands by it.
But the problem is that people, what we want in this country is for us to move forward, not to keep being repetitive on what's going on in the background.
Yeah, but that,
back then.
And Carmel, that's
then.
All fair enough moving forward. And some victims of the IRA and their families want to move forward too. But some other victims of the IRA, and I emphasise again, we're talking about the IRA here because of Martin McGuinness's role in it. And of course there's another perspective, and of course Sinn Féin and indeed others would be reminding us what the British Army did. But for those people who don't want to move forward, Carmel, because some of their loved ones are dead because of the IRA,
I understand.
Then they're hearing you saying, we want to move forward. They can't.
But some of their loved ones are dead on both sides of, you know, of the trouble. And, you know, and my heart goes out to both sides of them. But where we are today is Ian Paisley Jr. came out and said, and if I had been meet the man on the street today, I'd shake his hand because he might commend him for what he said last night. You know, and I think actually he said last night what probably a lot of the DUPs was probably feeling but are afraid to say that. You know, and I do wish Martin all the best, you know, in his health and his recovery.
Carmel, yeah. Thank you. I'm just aware we have 6 minutes left. There are hundreds of calls coming into this programme. Mark, morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark Eakin. Tell me about your sister, Catherine, first of all.
Right, well, Catherine was basically cleaning the windows in our shop in Claudia in 1972 when somebody decided to let off three 250-pound car bombs in the middle of a village of 400 people. Unfortunately, she was one of the nine victims of the Claudia bombing.
How old was she, Mark?
She was 8 years old.
How do you feel then, given what Ian Paisley has said last night?
Well, I said this morning on Radio Foyle, you know, Martin McGuinness changed to a degree and decided to become a peacemaker instead of, like, what was going on beforehand. You know, if it hadn't been for him, I don't think we'd be in the position we're in today with the peace in Northern Ireland. You know, he did a lot to bring that forward and to try and hold it stable and when things were rocky. And I've got to admire the man for that there, but I still want answers to what happened to Claudia and a lot of the other cases of the Troubles where there's the victims just don't know what happened. You know, I think it's time the truth all come out. The government have a big hand to play in that too.
So you've heard what Ian Paisley's message was to Martin McGuinness. What's your message to Martin McGuinness, Mark?
Well, I wish him all the best, because I don't wish ill on anybody, no matter what's happened in the past. You know, at the end of the day, I don't go to church every Sunday, but I believe in God. I believe he should be wishing somebody to be dead. You know, the man's ill. I hope that he does get better.
Mark, thank you very much indeed for your call. Anne in Belfast. Morning, Anne.
Hello. Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Anne.
Stephen, I just wanted to say that at the end of the day, it's forgiveness. Forgiveness is required for all the horrors that happened in the past, but also the horrors that happened before the present troubles. You have to take into account that this was not a normal place. Would you like to be a Catholic in Northern Ireland in hundreds of years before the Troubles? No, you wouldn't. It wasn't a good place to be. So eventually, something was going to give, and sadly it did.
Okay. And thank you very much.
There's never any excuse for violence, but at the end of the day, you have to look at what provokes it.
And thank you, Chris and Dundonald. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. I'd just like to agree with everything that Ian Paisley said last night. I lost my brother. He was a policeman in 1979 to an IRA bomb. But this place would not be where it is now without the likes of Martin McGuinness. And I take my hat off to him. And I'm sad that he's actually leaving politics.
And do you... Why do you say that, Chris?
Because
Martin McGuinness was a key figure in an organisation which killed your brother.
Yes, he was.
And you are sad that he's now leaving politics.
He has done an awful lot of good for this country over the last X number of years. And we need more people like him. He has become a peacemaker. And he's got to be admired for that.
I'm reading someone contacting the Nolan Show right now saying Martin McGuinness has blood on his hands.
Well, he might very well have. He can't undo that. But he is moving. He has moved forward and into an area of peace. He has done an awful lot for this country whereby other people have not.
And to come back to our top story then today, Ian Paisley's comments, both last night and repeating them this morning.
I absolutely, totally, 100% agree with Ian Paisley. It was very, very brave of him to come out and say what he did, and I totally agree with it.
Where does that leave Arlene Foster?
Well, that's up to Arlene Foster. I think she has been extremely arrogant over the last few years. I think the DUP has become very, very out on the edges. They're not the party. I think that Ian Paisley Senior set up anymore. And well, I've got to be honest with you. I'm a wee bit embarrassed by Arlene Foster's attitude. She could have avoided all this by stepping aside. Nobody asked her to resign. Just step aside.
Chris, thank you. Harry in Belfast. Morning, Harry.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, yes, I've been on your show many times and been a great critic of Sinn Féin and their policies. I never will be a supporter of them, but I do feel in Martin McGuinness's case, I think he did make a genuine effort. He did take risks. He met the Queen and he done other things and he came under threats from his own community. So I do think he was genuine in his efforts in the confines of his Republican outlook.
Harry, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. So as we close the programme today, we continue to remind you, you can continue the conversation on our Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan, on our Facebook site, The Nolan Show. And of course, we're back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We'll leave you with the words from Ian Paisley, which has prompted this discussion this morning.
I just want to say thank you. We would not be where we are in Northern Ireland in terms of having stability, peace and the opportunity to rebuild our country if it hadn't been for the work that he did put in, especially with my father.
And Martin McGuinness, sorry, and Ian Paisley also noted Martin McGuinness has saved lives.
The remarkable journey that Martin McGuinness went on has not only saved lives, but has made the lives of countless people in Northern Ireland better.
Thank you very much indeed for your company today. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter if you want to continue talking to me.